When Maitrisa's remains were found, they were badly decomposed. And as night fell that August evening, those at the scene put what was left of her body in a bag to send to the coroner's office. LA County Coroner Ed Winter said they shouldn't have done that. Her remains were compromised. He said because of their mistake, there was nothing left he could do, such as rule it as a homicide. But there are still many questions unanswered. Here's Jasmine Kanick. She's a close family friend and is helping Michael Richardson with the news conference.
If I fell down that embankment into that ravine and no animal touched my body and I ended up dying, my clothes should still be on my body technically, not 100 yards or more away from me.
Maitrisa's file is still on a detective's desk somewhere. For the most part, the case has gone cold. But with websites and Facebook pages and these regular news conferences, Maitrisa's father is not ready to give up.
Michael is always in fight mode. And at this point, he's so infuriated, like, about the whole coroner's report.
Michael Richardson wants the sheriff's department to engage the community and answer some of their questions. In the meantime, they're asking supporters to send bones to L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca.
Literally, like, I had fried chicken tonight. I will not throw my bones away. I'm going to put them in the freezer, and when I get a bunch of bones, I'm going to put them in the mail and send them to Lee Baca with a little note that says, from me to you, regarding Maitrisa.
Steve Whitmore, the spokesperson for Baca, could not comment as of airtime. But Kanick says that in December of 2009, Michael met with Baca. The sheriff said that the family may have to deal with the fact that we'll never know what happened to Maitrisa. Stephanie Guzman, Annenberg Radio News.